The Twin Liquors Dollar Sale is almost here. We drop the price on all wine and spirits to the absolute lowest, then add a buck. It's our way of saying thank you for shopping Texas family-owned Twin Liquors. Don't miss the Dollar Sale this Thursday through Saturday only.
Running a business comes with pressure. Fortunately, there's Insperity, offering my employees competitive benefit options, providing compliance advice, and lightening my HR load. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
Couple weekends back, I had a great time at the Texas Scorecard. Met up with Brandon Waltons and Michael Quinn Sullivan. We were discussing the session that was. What was going on? What was happening? And while we were having this lengthy panel discussion, we got a preview after our back and forth was done. We got a preview of an upcoming documentary, and the documentary dropped last week. The documentary is called The Texas Heist, and it posits a fundamental question, I think. Which political party actually runs the Texas House? Now, if you're doing math, and you believe that math isn't racist, and you actually believe in counting numbers, officially, the Republican Party is in the majority in the Texas House. But who is really running the Texas House? That is what they explore in this 37-minute documentary, which was excellent. By the way, I've got to say to the Texas Scorecard, the history lesson you provide on how the House flipped and the politics, how the House used to be the most conservative body, and now it is the most left-wing, it was invaluable to a guy like me who got here in 2006. But the Texas Scorecard started naming names, and they whittled down the Dirty Dozen.
Millions of Texas voters went to the polls. They elected Republicans thinking that they were going to get a certain outcome. And then you have Dade Phelan, with the help of some bad actors in the Texas House who run as Republicans, have literally stolen the Texas House of Representatives away from the voters and given it to Democrats.
I feel like ultimately you can always point the finger to anybody who casts a supporting vote for Dade Phelan, right? You could say everybody who votes for his leadership is in some way responsible, but ultimately he can't do this alone. He actually has to have different leaders in the caucus that are working with him. And I think it's pretty easy to see this, you know, different mix of lawmakers.
Yeah, about that. I have said this too, that Speaker Dade Phelan is very, very powerful, and judging by what he has allowed to do, judging by his Barack Hussein Obama lawyer parliamentarian, he does skew very, very hard left. However, he couldn't do all of this unless he had a bunch of betrayers, a bunch of conservative slash Republican voter backstabbers who were backing him up.
Representative Charlie Guerin, major enabler, probably a closet Democrat, needs to go. Representative Glenn Rogers, who has definitely made his fair share of enemies amongst his constituents.
You've got representatives like Glenn Rogers, J.C. Jeton, Todd Hunter, Ken King.
You also have the enforcers. Ultimately, you need people like Jeff Leach, Charlie Guerin, Craig Goldman. These are people who literally walk around the floor and tell people how to vote. Dustin Burroughs, the chair of Calendars, is with this group too.
Dr. Lynn Stuckey, who is out of, I think he's Wise in Denton County and Decatur and all of that. So he's another one. He's going to have some primary challengers, some solid primary challengers.
Stephanie Click, Dustin Burroughs, Jeff Leach,
Andrew Murr as general investigating chair, somebody who wasn't originally thought to have been a very top lieutenant and was very clearly tasked with some very important things to deliver for the Democrats. Justin Holland says, I'll take one for the team. I'll get with Democrats, vote with them, and pass out some gun control policy, just to give them a win for today.
What can people actually do about it?
They can kick these bums out of office.
Yeah, you know what? That seems to be the better part of valor in the state of Texas when you have Republicans allegedly in control of the Texas State House, of the Senate, of the lieutenant governor's office, and the governor's mansion. You should be able to get some fairly conservative agenda items passed. Let me give an example. In the state of Florida, real Republicans passed a prohibition on communist China being able to buy land in Florida. It just got adjudicated by a judge. Judge said there's nothing discriminatory about this. America's enemies don't have a right to come in here, you Democrats, so shut up. They don't have a right to come in and buy up our critical infrastructure, our farmland. They don't have a right to spy on our military bases. It is wrong of you to claim racism as the predicate to allow America's enemies access to our people and to put our nation at risk. This judge rejected it, so it upheld the Florida law. Here in Texas, Republicans defeated a common sense conservative law put out by Lois Kolkhorst. She was on this podcast talking about this law that forbade any of America's enemies, whether it be communist China, Mother Russia, or the number one state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, from buying land in Texas to compromise our food supply and to spy on our military bases. And that common sense bill that Americans would say, like, you know, come on, you wouldn't sell land to Hitler, would you, during World War II? Of course you wouldn't. So in this new Cold War with the BRICS nations and with these communist totalitarian dictatorships, you don't want to sell them land in the state of Texas, do you? Well, somebody does. All the Democrats, socialists in the Texas House, and the Republicans who delivered for them. And I'd like to know the names of those Republicans. We'll see if we can find out next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Everybody's got an agenda, right? And in America, for the time being, that's okay. But I think folks would be stupid to fund an agenda that doesn't align with their own. Patriot Mobile can help you with that. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to get an industry-leading coverage guarantee. You're going to get all kinds of discounts for our first responder heroes and our veterans. But you're also going to be supporting a company that supports your values and donates to your values. And there's an added bonus. You'll also be supporting me, your liberty-loving Latino. Every single person who goes to patriotmobile.com/storm and makes the switch, you support the Salcedo Storm podcast, keeping my voice independent. Hey, I worked for a company that changed the rules in the middle of the game. I couldn't talk about the issues important to you. It was then I realized my voice needed to be independent. I think Tucker Carlson's discovering that too. Head to patriotmobile.com/storm. Make the switch today. Use my promo code STORM. Get free activation and stop funding the woke crowd. Call 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/storm.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
As Texas Scorecard was releasing this, the Texas heist, asking the question, do Democrats really, truly run the Republican majority Texas State House? As they were coming out with that documentary, I happened to be in a conversation with my next guest who was focused on some other things. But I said, you know, this is perfect timing to get you on because I've been watching this representative on Twitter and watching really as he's a freshman. So as he finally, you know, gets the groove, sees, oh, this is what's really going on. He's been tweeting about it. And from my understanding, a lot of folks who are trying to keep what's going on in Austin secret from all of you, they don't like the fact that he's actually exposing this stuff. Representative Brian Harrison, he represents the 10th District in the Texas State House. Prior to that, he served President Donald J. Trump as the Chief of Staff at HHS. Representative, welcome back.
Chris Salcedo, good morning to you, my friend.
You had a victory yesterday, which is kind of nice to focus on. First, the Texas State Library and Archives Commission. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. So let me back up. There's a group called the American Library Association, and most state library associations send them all kinds of tax money from all over the country. Well, what did they decide to do just a couple months ago? They took all this tax money coming in from hardworking Texans and Americans, and they had an election for their next president. And they elected somebody who is a radical, far-left member of the Democrat Socialist of America and a self-proclaimed Marxist lesbian who vocally and proudly said she was going to radicalize the American Library Association and force librarians, sweet librarians, to become political activists and to, quote, make them use tax money librarians to start forcing libraries to move into a, quote, queer perspective. She wanted to radicalize our libraries that our taxpayer dollars are paying for and our taxpayer educated students go in. So I asked the Texas State Library Association, because I'm sick and tired of my constituents having to fund the destruction of an indoctrination of the next generation. So I asked the Texas State Library Association to not send a single penny more of my constituents' hard-earned money, and yesterday they informed me they are not going to renew their contract with the American Library Association. This is a victory for 30 million Texans. It's a victory for conservatism, and it's a victory against the forces that would indoctrinate the next generation of Texans.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, I am reminded of one of the Salcedo Show axioms. If they don't have our money, they can't harm us. Socialists and communists in the United States of America and the Democrat Party can't hurt us if they don't have our money. And that's why Democrats gravitate toward government, is because it's force, and they know it's force, and nobody would ever sign on to their ideas voluntarily. So they take our money and then they force us to comply with their Marxist, socialist, stupid ideas. And might I say, the hire from the library association of a known Marxist and socialist, she's an anti-American. She's an enemy of the United States, because if you are a Marxist and a socialist, you are not American. You are un-American. So kudos to you, Representative Harrison, for doing that.
To your point, you're exactly right. It's bad enough that there are people trying to indoctrinate our kids in a Marxist ideology. But Chris, I'm sick and tired of my constituents and 30 million Texans who are having a hard time putting food on the table and gas in the tank, or know if they're even going to be able to afford their property tax bill at the end of the year, having to fund the indoctrination of their kids, having their own hard-earned tax dollars weaponized against them, against their values, and against their children.
And that leads me, speaking of communists and socialists, there was a bill that was introduced in the Texas legislature by Lois Kolkhorst. And Lois, I think she would agree with me in this evaluation. She's always been a staunch Republican, but not somebody that you would classify as, you know what, I'm going to go out and take some bold conservative moves, constitutional moves. She was, you know, kind of an institutionalist, you know, a Republican, but institutional. Something changed in her as the veil of legitimacy dropped from the Democrat Party, as they went full-blown support of our enemies, full-blown socialist and communist enablers. So she passed a common-sense bill. Every American that I've talked to says that was a common-sense bill to say, look, it's not a good idea to sell land in Texas to our enemies, China, Mother Russia, and the People's Republic of Iran. That bill was defeated by the leadership of the Texas House, and I've been trying to find a name or names of individuals who were responsible for killing that bill. Do you know who was responsible for winning one for China, winning one for Iran, winning one for Russia?
Well, this is some sad and depressing news and frustrating news, Chris, is that this bill that would have protected the sovereignty of Texas soil from being bought up and weaponized by hostile foreign actors, okay, China, Iran, Russia, all the countries you just mentioned, the Texas Senate passed that bill Lois Kolkhorst. And what happened in the Texas House to that bill is what happens to conservative priority after conservative priority after conservative priority. And that's that it goes to one of the speaker's chairmen. The speaker is ultimately responsible for every single thing that happens in the Texas House. Let me be very clear about that.
Okay, so there's name number one. So we can put Dade Phelan as responsible for this pro-China, pro-Russia, pro-terrorist killing of this bill. Go ahead.
So what the speaker does, though, is he delegates bills out to his hand-picked committee chairman. And they know what the speaker wants, what the speaker doesn't want. But they're the next level of people that are responsible. So in this case, it went to someone who's a very nice guy, but his name is Todd Hunter, and it went to his State Affairs Committee. And like happened with so many conservative bills that went to that committee, for example, bills to strengthen our grid and get us off renewables, bills like that were killed there. That bill, I don't even think it got a hearing.
Wow.
The land bill, much less got voted out. Even have a prayer of getting through the calendars committee and onto the floor, because that's the next step. Once you get out of a committee, you got to go to another committee called the calendars committee, and that's where the speaker's hand-picked person chooses whether the House can even debate something.
Okay, so who was in charge of calendars then? Because that's a third name.
So that's a guy named Dustin Burroughs.
Burroughs. So we've got Dade Phelan and Todd Hunter and Dustin Burroughs. They are the three, air quotes, Republicans responsible for making sure that Lois Kolkhorst's bill never got to the Texas House floor. Now, look, I've been called extreme for having this opinion, and you feel free if you think I'm being extreme and you disagree with me on this. Feel you and I know each other well enough. You know, I'll take the criticism, or I'll take the hit. But let me phrase it this way: if I or voters in Dustin Burroughs' district, Todd Hunter's district, or Dade Phelan's district, looked at them and their killing of this bill on behalf of the CCP, on behalf of the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world, on behalf of Mother Russia, to allow them to continue to compromise the food supply in America and Texas, to be able to spy on our military installations in America and in Texas. If I were to classify their actions as the actions of a traitor, would I be wrong for saying that?
So what I would say to that question, it's a tough question. These are hard issues. These are big issues that matter to whether the state of Texas and the United States of America are going to be free and independent and defeat our adversaries in the future. These are important questions, Chris. And what I would say is I believe that every voter in the state of Texas, especially if you're in one of these guys' districts that killed conservative bills, I think every voter would be completely justified in asking that question. Because I think there are millions of Texans who would be rightfully concerned and confused as to why a so-called Republican would choose to protect the ability of the communist Chinese to buy up our land. I think there are a lot of Republicans who, quite frankly, are shocked to learn that, for example, COVID vaccine mandates, a bill that did get out of the first committee but went to the calendar.
Nope. Yeah. For hold on, tests. Representative, your cell signal dropped out there real quick. You cut off right when you were talking about the vaccine mandate. Go ahead, continue that.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of Americans, just like they'd be justified in asking, why did Todd Hunter's committee protect the right for the communist Chinese to buy our land? Well, why did the calendars committee led by, you know, supposedly a Republican, Dustin Burroughs, why was it so important to him to protect the right for unvaccinated Texans to have their careers destroyed? That happened. COVID vaccine mandates exist in the state of Texas. They exist only because Dustin Burroughs and Speaker Dade Phelan prevented the Texas COVID Vaccine Freedom Act from getting on the floor of the House. The Senate passed it, and the House would have passed it by 100 votes.
Well,
why are the communist Chinese able to buy our land? Why do we have taxpayer-funded lobbying? Why haven't we passed school choice? Why are there COVID vaccine mandates in Texas? 30 million Texans, I think, are right to demand answers from the leadership of the Texas House.
See, and that goes to the flip side, because I want to be as fair as I can to Dustin Burroughs and to Speaker Dade Phelan and to Todd Hunter. If there was a good reason that was going to benefit Texas, the people of Texas, and not compromise our national security, This is why we're defeating the lowest coerced bill. Here's our reasoning. But they don't do that. They don't stand up in front of their voters and they don't tell them this is why we're defeating this constitutionally conservative measure. They just do it. And I think it's this veil of secrecy that delegitimizes these so-called Republicans inside the Texas House. Am I wrong to say that?
You're 100% right, and I can prove it. They have no justification, not just because they don't ever justify their actions, but they're far more conniving than that, Chris, because they don't want to be blamed for these things. So, for example, we never reined in the governor's executive emergency powers after COVID. We have still not banned COVID vaccine mandates in the state of Texas. And the reason that the calendars committee, led by Dustin Burroughs, will not defend those actions, what they do is they will put them, and this is exactly what they did for COVID mandates and for governor's emergency executive powers. He let it out of committee, but he put it literally as the last item on the calendar on the last day. And then they conspired with the Democrats to allow the Democrats to filibuster all the 300 bills before the conservative bills to make sure that the Texas House never actually votes on it, but that they can't be blamed for what they did. It was the calendars committee that did not reform governor's executive powers. It was the calendars committee that protected COVID vaccine mandates in the state of Texas. And the fact that they put it on the calendar, but put it so far back that it was mathematically impossible for us to ever have a debate and a vote on it, proves that they know they could not possibly give a defense for the liberal act.
Well, you know, what's sad about all this is that this show, and I think we're among the few in the entire state of Texas that wants to peel back this onion, that wants to expose the degenerate practices of this leadership that, I'm sorry, the Republican leadership in the Texas House is pro-Democrat. And that's why I'm also applauding Texas Scorecard for also basically removing the veil so that the people of Texas can understand just how dirty it is. Republicans acting to the benefit of Democrats. It's sick and it's perverted. Representative Brian Harrison, 10th District here in the state of Texas, is our guest. And that leads us to the alerts we've been getting because of the 100 plus degree temperatures outside. We were asked once again, voluntarily, to cut back our energy use because the Texas House and the Texas leadership in the House decided they wouldn't do a damn thing to get in the way of Barack Hussein Obama's distortion of our energy markets, wouldn't do a damn thing to put Texans to work, to exploit our natural gas resources, to make money for the state of Texas, and to have reliable thermal generation online when we need it, setting us up for more deaths like we saw in Snowmageddon. And I'll tell you what, Representative, there are going to be more people dead if this grid fails and our power generation fails in the heat than when it failed in the cold. Your thoughts?
Well, no, it's exactly right. When ERCOT sent out there begging Texans to stop, you know, turning on their air conditioners yesterday, I tweeted out, you know, is this California or is this Texas? We're sitting on, in the state of Texas, the great state of Texas, where I'm proud to call home, perhaps the most energy-blessed, energy-rich dirt on the planet Earth. And it is beyond embarrassing. It's to the point of being enraging.
Yes.
That every time it gets really hot or really cold, we may have to cut the power off. And here's the deal. I filed a bill this session that had a common-sense proposal that says, look, if you're going to supply our grid, you have to be reliable. That bill also went to Todd Hunter's committee, by the way, and didn't even get a hearing. So the point is that we've outsourced reliability standards in Texas to unelected bureaucrats. And guess what the unelected bureaucrats have done? Nothing.
Nothing. You know what? You've said Todd Hunter so many times. It seems to me that Todd Hunter, his job in the Texas House is to make sure the Democrats are happy and to kill anything that would benefit our people here in the state of Texas. Am I reading that wrong? Am I not being generous enough to Mr. Hunter?
Todd's a really nice guy, but let me just be really clear what the facts are. The Speaker of the Texas House has complete control. People who want to blame the Democrats, you know, for controlling the Texas House, the Democrats for doing this in the House, or stopping that in the Texas House, I'll be a little bit more nuanced about this and precise, having lived this now. There are not enough Democrats who do anything in the Texas House. But yet the Democrats and liberals do a lot of things in the Texas House. Well, why is that? The Democrats can only stop conservative bills, and the Democrats can only pass liberal bills if the Republican leadership in the Texas House allows them to do that. And that's whoever Speaker Dave Phelan and his lieutenants, who are frequently committee chairmen, including many far-left liberal Democrats. For example, Democrats run the Business and Industry Committee. Democrats run all criminal jurisprudence policy in the state of Texas.
Of course they do.
Our natural resources.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they run. The pro-crime Democrats run criminality committees in this state. Of course they do, because who wouldn't turn over pro-criminal Democrats into such an important committee other than Speaker Dade Phelan, who got his power? And folks, I cannot recommend highly enough this video from Texas Scorecard called The Texas Heist. It asks the question, do Democrats actually run the Texas State House? And I'll ask that as the final question to Representative Brian Harrison. Representative Harrison, do Democrats actually control the Texas House?
Democrats have a lot of power in the Texas House. Not a lick of it, though, did they earn from the voters. They got all their power from the quote-unquote Republican leadership of the Texas House. Democrats can't do anything that the Republican leadership do not let them do, and yet they do a whole lot of killing of countless conservative bills, and they are allowed to pass liberal government-expanding bills every single day in the Texas House. That is beyond dispute, because when you're in the Texas House, the Democrats win, even when they lose the ballot box, and it is past time for that insanity to stop.
And the only way it will is if you get rid of individuals who are empowering these Democrats. Representative Brian Harrison, 10th District, appreciate the visit.
Thank you, my friend. Always great to be with you. God bless you. God bless Texas.
That there's how you do a Texas-sized podcast, my friends. Pay a visit, if you will, folks, to a couple of websites. First, TexasScorecard.com. At TexasScorecard.com, you can check out this 37-minute documentary, The Texas Heist. It is well worth your while. There's a lot of great history, and it exposes a lot of what's happening in the Texas legislature. Stuff they don't want you to know is going on. Be informed and start taking control of your legislature, because the people who are in control of it right now, they don't like you very much. So you need to make sure you take control and you kick their asses out. The other website is ChrisSalcedo.com, newly refreshed, newly minted, newly revamped. ChrisSalcedo.com. While you're there, check out our social media hookups. We're everywhere on that. And also, hey, you check out the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. So, until we visit again, my friends, I want you to remember something. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, even the out-of-control government of the state of Texas. No, it is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
I'm Victor Diaz. On July 31st, a broad coalition of faith leaders, public school parents, and public education advocates sued to block Oklahoma from funding the nation's first religious charter school, St. Isidore. Rachel Lasser is the president and CEO of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, one of the groups behind the lawsuit.
St. Isidore would become the first religious public school in our nation. Oklahoma is a religiously diverse state, and public schools, including charter schools, must be open and welcoming to all. But St. Isidore will discriminate against families who follow different faiths and LGBTQ students, and has asserted the right to discriminate against students with disabilities.
But this fight is much bigger than one school.
Allowing public schools to indoctrinate and discriminate at taxpayers' expense would be a sea change for America. If we don't stop this school, you'll soon see religious public schools in your neighborhood. Religious public schools are unconstitutional and un-American.
To learn more, visit au.org.
There's no denying that when summer hits, there's something special in the Texas air. Maybe it's the temperatures rising, the boat engines revving, or the coolers filling with mountain cold Coors Light. Honestly, there's no better way to beat the heat than with an ice cold beer. So whether you're fishing, floating, or finding your favorite shady spot, do it with the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill. To learn more, visit KeepingTXChill.com. 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.